You got anything for us, or you want me to?
No, go for it.
Right. Boop. So, this weekend was my birthday party. It was fun.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm 30 years old now. And I will be unemployed again in about a week or so. But anyway, the party I think went well. It was a fun party. And so one of the things that we actually talked about a bit earlier was this party had people from all different sort of groups and aspects of my life. Your thoughts on that sort of party?
I think it's fun. I think it's fun, but it also, like, if you're like me, I mean, which I'm sure very few people are for a good reason, but if you're like me, you derive a lot of fun from making fun of people or, like, being sort of a character. And I feel like when a lot of people get together and they meet you, and then they meet your other friends who they've never met, they start to make fun of you a lot. You're like, oh, such does this. Like, oh, yeah, he totally does that. What's his problem? Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, it's fun that way to, like, sort of, like, and, like, I think it's also fun to see people, like, meet. Yeah, it's fun to have other people meet from other parts of your life and realize that you're kind of the same way or you're different. Or it's like, oh, yeah, like, I mean, I'm the same person. Like, oh, it's interesting to see, to meet your family, even though, like, you know, I only know you from work. And it's like, oh, yeah, you're kind of the same way or you're different. Excuse me, you were different, or, you know, like, this is how you were in college, or stuff. It's kind of weird, though, when, like, you meet friends from, like, a very long time ago, and they'll start telling stories about you and stuff, and it's like, okay, we don't really need to, okay, 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 that's enough, that's enough, that's enough. But, yeah, I mean, I'm for it, but I think, at the same time, I'm a little, like, I keep separate worlds. I prefer that. I mean, if I go to a party or whatever, you know, it's fine. Because, I mean, what's going to happen, right? I mean, nothing's going to happen ever. But it's just, like, I think the conversation flows better when people know each other. And, you know, in the beginning of a party, when people just show up for the first time, you know, like, the first half hour, it's like, oh, hey, Scott, this is my coworker. Yeah, we worked on that project, the, you know, the Cat 561 project. You know, oh, that was hilarious. I remember when we were in that meeting. Oh, yeah, you're not. Oh, you weren't there because you don't work with me. This is really boring, right? It's only when a bunch of people start showing up that I feel like the conversation starts sort of flowing or whatever.
Mm.
And so maybe in smaller groups, I feel like I prefer to have, you know, like separate, distinct groups where people know each other or have some sort of common thread.
Mm.
But in a bigger setting, it's fine. It's more. It can be more fun to have all sorts of people get together. And sometimes, you know, meet each other and converse.
Mm.
That's my opinion.
So, but what about the idea of, like, hitting it off with somebody who you didn't know before? Like, you meet somebody that, you know, was a mutual friend or something like that, and you know, you just sort of, like, you hit it off, you have a really cool conversation or something like that.
And that'll happen. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I'm not saying that I'll keep my world separate, but if I was to put them together, I would pick people who I thought had stuff in common.
Mm.
You know, like, I mean, I wouldn't find somebody who I would, like, if I had a coworker who was particularly, like, religious or, like, serious or non into music, I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, Scott, you want to hang out with us? Because it's like, you're not really any of those things as far as I know. You know,
well,
like,
but maybe I would surprise you.
Maybe you would. And then maybe you wouldn't be my friend anymore. Because you're not the person I thought you were. not that's why you're any my friend anymore, but it's like, you know, like, I just, when we get together, we don't talk about I don't know what we don't talk about. We talk about a lot of stuff. But, but certain people just aren't interested in talking about, like, they're really into what they're into. But, like, I mean, let's say my friend's really into baking or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're not into baking. So, like, I mean, you could learn about it and listen to it. But it's like, you know, if I had two friends that were really into baking, or I had two friends that were really into, like, knitting, and one was a coworker and one was a relative, then, hey, let's get together and talk about knitting. You know, and, like, maybe Scott, I'll call him the next day when we talk about something else that you're into. We could talk about, you know, international development. You maybe have a friend who did the Peace Corps also, like you did. And we're like, oh, yeah, this guy did the Peace Corps. Then we could talk about that stuff. Or, like, oh, my friend went to Davis. You know, like, you went to Davis. But, like, if my other friend happened to be, I'm just trying to think of somebody who, like, you would just not... I mean, everybody gets along with everybody, usually, I feel like. I mean, there's rarely where it's like, oh, I don't like that guy. You know, mm-hmm. like, we have nothing in common. I refuse to talk to him. That's not going to happen. But I just think there's, like, more opportunities for success with certain people than there are with other people.
Okay, that's legit. I think, though, that there is something to be said for seeing people outside of the situations you normally see them in, and kind of, and I often like being pushed out of my comfort zone and pushing other people out of their comfort zone for, you know, to some degree. I mean, not talking about, like, you know, huge thing, but just to sort of, I think you get to know people better when you get to know them in different aspects of their life or in relation to, you know, different aspects.
You mean you get to know them better because you find out who they are with relation to, like, their other realms, like their work friends, for example, or something like that?
Sure, yeah. Or you just learn things about them that you didn't know before.
Because you met their other friends.
Right. Or because, you know, you see them talking to, you know, you're there, you're the third party in a conversation, and you see them talking to someone, and something comes up that you would have never thought to bring up or something like that, and it becomes an interesting topic, or maybe not so interesting for you, but you at least learn something new about that person.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, I agree with you, but I guess that's kind of the issue. I think the word that you brought up was third party, mm-hmm. and I feel like somebody always ends up being a third party.
Well, not always, because maybe your friend didn't know that other thing about you.
Maybe, you know, but I feel like oftentimes, you're right. Like, maybe this person is kind of secretive or whatever, but I feel like a lot of times if you guys are good enough friends, this stuff will come up. Like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I went to a monster truck rally. Mm-hmm. Oh, I played a game of, like, bridge with my bridge club. You know, and it's like, oh, I play bridge. I love bridge. Or, oh, I hate monster trucks. Or, I flew a kite that I made myself with my
son. My mom was flattened by a monster truck.
Oh, God.
Brought to you by the new Ford Anus. Let's try that again.
Man, this stinks.
The Irregular Search for Truth. Brought to you by the new Ford Anus. Anyway.
There's so many, like, different, like, you know, interests people could have. It could be, like, kite making or kite surfing or diving or scuba diving or running or biking or playing chess or playing, you know, pinochle or playing bridge or being part of a walking club or, you know, all these different things you could do. And it's like, if you're good enough friends with somebody, eventually I think it'll just come up. Like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? If you guys can't ask, what did you do this weekend, and answer, like, oh, this is what I did, then you guys aren't really good friends in the first place. You know, and then eventually it's like, oh, I went to a Megadeth concert. Megadeth, huh? Yeah, I'm really into hardcore metal. Really? I just never would have thought that. Okay, cool. Like, you know, and then, oh, as it turns out, my brother's really into metal. Maybe we should get together sometime, you know? Or, like, oh, I was in the garden all weekend. Oh, you like the garden? Okay, you know, a friend of mine was in the Peace Corps, and he's really into agriculture. Maybe we should get to hang out, you know? But if, like, you know, if a friend of mine...
But that would be one of those small situations that
exactly,
you were talking about.
Exactly. But, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily invite my friend who was a germaphobe to hang out with me and my other friend who would like to garden and say, hey, let's hang out. You know, because, like, no, I don't like to be dirty. I like to, like, be clean. And I like to just, like, be... I like to, like, you know, work on puzzles my house.
But of course.
I'm just saying. That's a long-winded sort of explanation. But that's me, I suppose.
Well, should we call it there? That's about 40 minutes. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth.
I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin. Next week's topic, sweaters. See you then.